A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Family, and it prompts me to ask a couple questions. First, what does it mean to be family? And secondly, what does it mean to be a Christian family? A holy family. We, of course, assume immediately, rightly so, that Mary, Joseph, Jesus, that this is the model, and indeed it is, if we look at our text from the Gospel according to Matthew. And we can answer, perhaps rather quickly, those two questions, and then ponder them more in depth. To be family means to care. To care. Those for whom we care, those about whom we care, the obligation to care. And what does it mean to be a Christian family? To allow our life together to be guided by the Lord. To be lived in the light of the Lord. And so, putting them together, it really means to care for one another in the context of the kind of care that the Lord Himself has for us. Now, to be realistic for a moment, we can find many stories of family life in the scriptures. If we go to the book of Genesis, most of it is about the story of sibling rivalry. And in one sense, to be family, if we ask, what does it mean to be a brother to my brothers or to my sisters or a sister to my brothers, sometimes it means to be rivals. We grow up, indeed, often with rivalry among us as children, brothers and sisters. And that's almost to be taken for granted as we work things out in terms of our place in the family. But that's not the bottom line. The story of Cain and Abel, or Jacob and his brother Esau, or the sons of Jacob, Joseph and his brothers, these are not the best stories of family life. But in the end, in each of them, there is the element of care. If we look at Jacob and his brothers, Joseph and his brothers, in other words, after a long period of separation, Jacob and Esau were reconciled. Likewise, Joseph and his brothers In other words, to be family also then means always to be open to forgiving and to being forgiven, to reconciliation. In some ways, we could say family life is about being reconciled, forgiving. But at its root is still that notion of care. Family life implies also a certain sense of loyalty. The book of Genesis also asks, am I my brother's keeper? And in the end, the answer is yes. There are some things that are fitting at times within a family. We might be telling stories about one another that would be offensive if someone outside the family might say those very same things. It's not okay for them to say that about my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters. But among ourselves, it's okay, and even sometimes a source of humor, family stories that we might all have. But if we come to our gospel text today, what we see modeled, especially in Joseph, this man who indeed, when he first entered into this relationship with Mary, had no thought of the direction in which it would go. And the admirable character he's displayed throughout, as he first, in a very thoughtful and caring way, wanted simply to set her aside without it becoming something alarming publicly, until, of course, he was told also by the Lord, by the angel, that no, indeed, he was to take Mary as his wife. But in the text we have today, after, in the dream, Joseph is made aware of the precarious situation, it says, Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. Now, that's not just a quick journey. Yes, Egypt is next door, we might say, to Israel, but at that time, to make the trip, why would Jesus and Mary and Joseph set out on that journey? Because Joseph and Mary cared for each other and cared about their child. Likewise, when Herod has died, the same thing after the dream. Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. Again, Joseph does so, both modeling care, but also his capacity to listen to the Lord. And so today, as we celebrate this Feast of the Holy Family, let us think about what it does mean to be a father, or a mother, or a son, or a daughter, or a brother, or a sister. These relational words. What does it mean to be caught up in this network, this web of relationships? What is it that makes us family? And it is the quality of care that we have for each other. And if that's not there, we know inside that it ought to be there. These are the ones God has entrusted to us for our care. Parents to care for their children, and as parents age, children to care for their parents. We care about each other. But to be a holy family, that care is placed within the confidence of our desire to hear the Lord, however the Lord might make his will, his desires known to us, that the Lord matters and that the family life deepens, develops, and grows around that centeredness in the Lord. We celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. Yes, we can say, oh, well, that's a very unique family. It's not like mine or our own. But let us think of family stories that we can share, both the good and the bad, and in the end realize, is there a need for reconciliation somewhere within our family life? Is there a relationship that's broken about which I need to be more attentive and maybe reach out, ask for forgiveness, or in my heart to forgive? Because what we are taught today is that we are to care as Joseph cared, and we are to listen to the Lord as Joseph listened to the Lord. And in that sense, the Holy Family does become a model for all family life.